720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited, actually honored to have on the line with us a member of one of Chicago's true first families of food, the family behind maybe our most beloved indigenous delicacy, the original Italian beef. They are the originators of it over there at Bona Beef, the one and only Joe Bonavolato. Welcome to WGN.
Well, thanks, Dane. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, you got to. And the bat signal's out. When something big is happening in the world of Chicago and food, and specifically beef, you are the go-to guy. This is going to be happening tomorrow. You think about Chicago all around the country. As I mean, it is a meat town. It is a meat and potatoes. It is a beef town. And you guys exemplify that more than anyone. But let's talk about this tomorrow at all the locations. There will be this one thing. It will be the beefless beef. What's going on?
Well, yep, I know. It's going to turn a lot of heads. So, you know, a lot of our customers are starting to become vegans or vegetarians. And we thought, you know, let's give this a try. And we've worked on it for a couple years. And we think people are going to like it. It's very tasty. It has the same flavor profile as our, you know, the original Italian beef. But it's a plant-based product served on our fresh, delicious French bread, topped with our either hot jardiniere or our mild jardiniere. And, yeah, we think, you know, we're going to be able to accommodate more folks than just the beef eaters.
You know what? And Bona Beef, of course, and the listeners will know this, so identified appropriately with the Italian beef. But you guys have really made an effort to be more things to more people, not only in this market, but some of those new locations. And I got to tell you, too, is you guys make a great burger. And for the people that may not know that, you do that for Vivian, our 10-year-old, like her favorite chicken tenders come from Bona Beef. So for a while now, right, you guys have been more than beef.
You know what? You're right, Dane. And over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years, we've expanded our menu. And, you know, we have, you know, 8 or 9 different salads on our menu, you know, made with fresh greens and topped with nice different vegetables. You know, we have our new antibiotic-free, all-natural chicken breast, which we marinate in-house and grill it to order, fresh, never frozen. And, you know, we've seen the trend over the years where people, you know, yes, they indulge in an Italian beef sandwich, one of our Bona Beefs, and, you know, maybe on a Tuesday or a Thursday, but, you know, Monday comes around, maybe they want to eat something a little less, you know, maybe something that they might perceive as being healthy.
And it is a family business, and you guys get together, and you know, this thing didn't happen overnight. A lot of thought goes into everything that you guys do over there. But how did it happen where the family, was it maybe input from, you know, from fans or from customers? How did the idea start?
So the idea started, we've seen the trends of people's eating habits. We sell probably the same amount of beef sandwiches per location as we always do. But we see that some of the other sales have grown, you know, with the salads or the chicken or the, you know, the pizzas we have. So we've seen that there was a trend. And our, you know, great people in our organization, they pitched this to us a couple years ago. And, you know, my brothers and I
know.
You know, we kind of said, what? No way. Absolutely not. And I give them a lot of credit for continuing on and you know, really developing this product to a point where we feel proud about it. We feel like, you know what, if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you will enjoy this product. You'll get that satisfaction of the gravy that we're making with vegetable broth and a little olive oil with the same Italian spices as our original Italian beef sandwich. And you're going to get to indulge in a beefless sandwich, which, you know, they couldn't have if we didn't do this.
You'll let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only Joe Bonavolato, you know, one of the founding first families of food when it comes to the original Chicago Italian beef. And for the people out there that are of that kind of interest area on the vegan side or vegetarian side, the process is important too, right? You've got great partners right here in Chicago. And so it is totally separate, right?
It is. So, you know, we worked with the Upton Group, and they developed a product, and they educated us on the whole process of how they make their product, their plant-based product. We worked with our team to develop the gravy. And then in our kitchen, you know, which is a very important thing, is we're keeping it separate. So
right.
The utensils, we're not going to cross-contaminate the utensils so that they get true vegan or vegetarian experience.
Here's the other side of it, too. As you guys become more things to more people, whether it's the selections on the menus and the dishes available or the locations, as I travel around the country and talk with other food people, Bona Beef is really one of those great ambassadors for Chicago, Chicago identity, Chicago food, authenticity around the country. And I see you guys as positioned to be one of those that can be almost everywhere. So maybe all around the country at someday in the not too distant future, but you have new locations all the time. Let's see what's going on with some of the new spots.
Yeah, so we're excited to be opening our 25th location. It'll be in Countryside, Illinois, obviously, on LaGrange Road in Plainfield. We've been renovating the site for probably about 3 months, and we hope to open it beginning of June. And then we're going all the way out to Lakemoor on Route 12. And we're breaking ground any day now, and we hope to get that location up open late fall, probably. And then we're looking at other markets. As you know, we have one in Indiana. We're looking at a couple other sites in Indiana. We're looking at, you know, Wisconsin to grow there. And we're very excited to announce our first location, you know, really out of the area, out of the Chicago metro area, in Colorado.
What?
We'll be opening, we'll be opening in a food hall, which is a little different. So it's not our full menu, but, you know, we're going to have our signature Italian bone of beef. We're going to have Italian sausage. We're going to have our burgers. We're going to have our Chicago hot dogs. You know, our delicious French fries, shakes, and we're very excited about that. We'll be opening sometime in early June.
It is good to have some positive stuff in a year that had so much negativity, especially on the restauranting and food side. And you got to know this, Joe, is that as excited as I am for things that you do, is that your success is Chicago's success. And when people have from around the country, when they try stuff and they get introduced to the Italian beef, and to know that you guys, the capable hands, are behind it, it's a gratifying thing. So we're excited for all the success. We're excited for the vegan. You know, I'm not a vegan, right? You know, but I understand there's people out there, right? And so for all those locations, they'll be able to enjoy that too. And we're excited for that. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And can't thank you enough for helping to break some of that news with us here on WGN and jumping on the show tonight.
Well, thank you, Dane, and all your listeners. You know, we're excited to promote this, and, you know, hopefully you'll enjoy it. So looking forward to meeting the vegetarian and vegan community.
Thank you, Joe. They'll enjoy it. I know you guys are going to get along great.
Thank you, Dane.